Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're joined now by James Hughes, his chief market analyst at GKFX. How are you today, James?
Not so bad, Zach. Thank you very much for having me on.
Right, we're in the run-up to the most exciting event on the economic calendar, the non-farm payrolls tomorrow. Is there anything else that you're looking at?
Well, I mean, today is looking a little quieter. I mean, we've got those ECB meeting minutes coming out today as well. And there were some rumours earlier in the week that Mario Draghi may have mentioned the word tapering somewhere along the lines, which was quickly denied by the ECB. So I think the ECB meeting minutes will be quite closely watched today to see if there's any hint of what's going to happen in any sort of near future. Of course, we know with the ECB that they haven't really got any bullets left to fire, and everything they've done hasn't necessarily worked. So it'd be interesting to see what we get out of that, and whether we get any hints of any kind of tapering or changes in monetary policy, which of course we most probably won't, but be closely watched anyway. So it's quite a quiet session today, and you do often get that in terms of the calendar. You do often get that ahead of the non-farm payroll, and when you had such a brutal start to the week, which is what we've had. Of course, we've had cable breaking below those key levels. We've had that huge move in gold as well. So it's been a pretty aggressive week so far this week. And when you've got that ahead of the payrolls, it does turn out for a day where people maybe lick their wounds for a little while, re-evaluate, and then come back in for tomorrow's non-farm payroll.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it has been a week of the punters. We've been looking to see where the retail clients are. They were, you know, long up to the eyeballs of gold and silver, long of cable, and short of euro sterling. And all of those markets have gone further than perhaps most expected.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting because if you look at some of the setups were pretty strong one way or the other. So, I mean, the gold setup especially, there were some real key levels, sort of 1308, 1304, 1300, the figure as well. So all that downside had quite a lot of support within there. So a lot of the money was longer of those sorts of positions at those kind of levels. So when you see such a breakout, which is really aggressive, take us to the downside, it's going to wipe a lot of people out and really, really start to hurt on the downside. Again, the same thing with cable, although it's always interesting. And the whole cable story is a bit of a weird one, to be honest, at the moment, because there's no difference today than what there was last Friday, of course. All we've heard is Theresa May and Philip Hammond come out, state the obvious. We knew that Brexit was going to happen sooner or later. And all Philip Hammond said earlier in the week was that he's going to do whatever it takes to make sure the UK economy is strong, which, of course, is the bare minimum you expect from a Chancellor of the Exchequer. So, I mean, I think that's broken below, but I wouldn't be surprised to see some kind of test back up to those 27, 94, 95 post-Brexit lows after that move, because there really isn't really much substance on the break of those kind of levels. So even though we've broken big levels on the downside and there is quite a lot of movement within here, it has wiped out quite a lot of people, and they're still licking their wounds going into the big number tomorrow. And it's interesting that tomorrow's number being whatever it may be, maybe slightly away from expectations, could drive these markets back up to those kind of levels, especially if we miss expectation in terms of that payroll number.
And we've got, I mean, out of the major markets, probably the easiest thing really has been the push for the FTSE through 7,000 and dollar yen going through, 103, that sort of area. So the difficult markets have actually become, what are normally difficult markets, have become easier.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially with equity markets at the moment. And I think the key thing with equity markets is everyone seems to try and second guess them. And that's the key thing, especially with the major indices. We try and second guess where they're going, where really the key point is that they are strong and they keep breaking through these all-time highs. Now, of course, the FTSE's trying to retake those all-time highs. The DAX has been particularly strong so far this morning. US equity markets are doing exactly the same kind of thing. So, I mean, with equity markets, it becomes stop trying to second guess yourself and actually do what you can see happening on the chart. I mean, with dollar yen, it's slightly different. And as you say, it's always quite hard to trade because you get down to around those that 100 mark and just below it. And of course, we know that the Bank of Japan doesn't like it around those kind of levels and doesn't like it below 100. So it's an inevitable move, takes us back sort of to 103 kind of level. So, I mean, they are harder markets to trade, and as you say, they have become that little bit easier. But when you're really getting hit on the back of a gold price and the cable price, and the euro dollar price is sitting within that range and very reluctant to break out, then it's those areas where the opportunities become available.
Well, I'm sure all will be revealed tomorrow. But in the meantime, James Hughes, Chief Market Analyst at GKFX, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back after the break.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.